Book 5 of the Psalms, Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God, and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of all their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word, and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth, and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land and a barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh them families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His name is great in all the earth. Who is a great God like unto our God? And who is a great Lord like unto our Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And he gathered them out of all the lands whither he had driven them. Man, because of his waywardness, wanders in the wilderness in a solitary way, and finds no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainting within them, until they cry unto the Lord, and then he delivers them out of their distresses. And he leads them by his hand into the right way, so that they might be worthy to go to the great city of his habitation, Jerusalem, which is above. Those that rebel against the words of God and despise his counsel are brought down with labor and bound in affliction into the iron prison, left to sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Then, when they cry unto the Lord, he reaches down and breaks them free and saves them from the shadow of death. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of transgressions and iniquities, are afflicted under the gates of death. But when they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, he will reach down out of heaven and save them. He sends his word to heal them and deliver them from destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. From the one end of the earth to the other, from sea to shining sea, the Lord's Spirit moves amongst the children of men to bring them to the end of themselves, to turn them from pride, and to repent and cry out to the Most High, so that he might come save, deliver, heal, restore, and make fruitful unto his glory and his great name, and so that he might plant them and give them rest in a city for habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So let us sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Let us declare his works with rejoicing. And let us exalt him in the congregation of the people, and let us praise him in the assembly of the elders. For the Lord will pour contempt upon the proud, but the humble he shall exalt and make into families for his name. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 107.